Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and I'm Trac O'Brien. The textile industry is the second largest contributor to global pollution. Whether the raw material is obtained from a plant, animal or crude oil, the process of making textiles is both energy demanding and pollutant intensive, involving huge amounts of water, energy, chemicals, pesticides and herbicides. We discard around 110,000 tons of textiles as waste every year in this country, and 64,000 tons of this, or 58%, is discarded as household waste going direct to landfill. This shows that the household bin is the single largest source of textile waste. Last week we looked at sustainable clothing production for a lower carbon footprint, but this week we're looking at the second-hand clothes market for the lowest carbon footprint of all. A few weeks ago we had three kids at home looking to dress up for Halloween, so we tried the charity shop, and for €15 we kitted out all three in quality, rarely used costumes. So have you bought any second-hand clothes in the last few years?
Just one sweater.
No, I haven't.
Yes, I have. More so in the last 2 years. I think charity shops and all of that sort of thing are becoming more popular.
No, because I have enough clothes in my wardrobes to keep me going for the next 100 years.
In a survey by the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, they found that 23% of people purchased a second-hand or vintage clothes item in the previous year, and this number seems to be very much on the rise. As a result, there are an increasing amount of shops in the country selling vintage, pre-loved clothes. One of these Irish-owned stores, 35vintage.com, has its online store along with a shop on Fade Street in Dublin. Their aim is to promote sustainability, care for the environment and encourage an appreciation for second-hand or vintage clothing. I recently met with Keane Charlton from 35 Vintage and asked him how the business works.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Keane. Our store is called 35 Vintage and we specialise in vintage clothing, so pre-owned, pre-loved clothing. We handpick each and every piece, we wash it, steam it and upcycle them into newer garments as well. And we've been selling online for the past 3.5 years and recently opened a store in Dublin about 3 or 4 months ago.
Wow.
So vintage clothing, I'm sure everyone knows about it. It's the same kind of stuff you get in a charity shop. The only difference is our stuff is a little bit more high-end and premium kind of stuff. And then the upcycling part of our business is what kind of sets us apart from the rest. So we take old, damaged jumpers, jackets, hoodies, and reproduce them into new sweatshirts, new trackies, new reworked kind of tote bags as well, which are quite popular.
And when you talked about that you source the clothes yourselves, where do you source them? Where do you find the clothes?
So there's different wholesale suppliers that would, like recycling factories basically across the world, mainly in Europe. So we get a lot of our stuff from Italy and the US. They basically have saved stuff from landfill in the first place.
Okay.
So we go over, we visit these factories, you could call them. We handpick then each individual piece. We could go through thousands of items in a day of searching, and we pick some of the cream of the crop to bring back to the store and sell it online to our Irish customers.
And where did you get the idea? I have to ask you, where did you get the idea to get involved in that and to go through that process?
Yeah. So personally, I've always really been interested in sustainability, like recycling, upcycling stuff since a very young age. My mum basically drove that into me. And then just being kind of money conscious and money wise as well as I grew up, I find that buying secondhand is always the best option. Like, you can get super, super high quality goods for a fraction of the retail cost and retail price. So just as I grew up and I kind of wanted to do my own business, vintage clothing was the only way I wanted to go, just getting as many people involved in it as possible, showing people like that it's a really sustainable way, number one, also a great way to save a few quid here and there as well, and really making a huge environmental impact by not needing brand new clothes every second week.
And it's just changing a little bit of a mindset there, you know, that you don't need to be going in to buy fast fashion or something just to fill that gap in your life. You don't need that. There's these great options out there. Where's your store in Dublin?
Our store is on Fade Street in Dublin.
Fade Street, okay.
Yeah, on Fade Street.
And online, where do you find information about
you can
the
shop? Find us at 35vintage.com, 35vintage.com. You can also find us at 35_vintage on Instagram, TikTok, all that kind of crack as well.
Fantastic. Listen, thanks very much for your time today, Keane.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Keane Charlton of 35vintage.com there, an example of the widening range of secondhand or vintage clothes available on the market. So if you haven't considered it already, keep the secondhand clothing market in mind in the future. Apart from all the big environmental benefits of buying your clothes this way, it'll also cost you less, and it is the essence of unique, long-lasting fashion.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.